Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We do. Insperity. Inspiring business performance.
Welcome back to the 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeffrey, not Jim, I'm glad Chip Bell is here. Chip is a longtime member. Let's see, going back now, more than 10 years he's been hanging out with us. He's the founder. In fact, this is his 10th anniversary. How about that, folks? He's the founder of the Chip Bell Group. He's written so many books on customer care, customer service, loving up customers, I can't see over the stack, Kaleidoscope, I think that's the new one, and then the 9.5 Principles of Innovative Service. There's one here called Sprinkles. I know that makes you want to pick up that book. He's our good friend, Chip. Welcome back.
Oh, thank you, Jim. Always fun to be with you.
This Kaleidoscope, is that the last one, Kaleidoscope?
The last one's Kaleidoscope. Came out in February.
And when's the new one coming out?
Well, it'll be out probably this time next year.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never known you go 2 years without a book.
Well, usually that's a bit about my.
Is it?
I like to go about 2 years.
Okay. You know, all right.
You don't want to confuse the marketplace about which book you're promoting.
Yeah. I don't need any help being confused about me.
No,
that's for sure.
Exactly.
So okay. I love talking about this topic because.
Yes.
Before you got here, I was telling the audience how good a job you're going to do helping us love up our customers and how to get customers that you can't run off. And I was telling them about a guy that I do business with.
Yeah,
For almost 20 years. And this guy, I mean, I don't know what his problem is, but I don't know what he'd have to do to make me leave him.
Right.
He has made so many goodwill deposits in his account with me that I could never spend those.
No.
He couldn't screw up enough to make me leave him.
And I think that's a great starting principle because fundamentally when we talk about service recovery and customers upset, it's fundamentally all about trust. And, you know, we know customers will give you a lot wider berth to make a mistake. If you've built up that reservoir,
if you've already made some deposits,
you've got to make those deposits.
Yeah,
that's absolutely critical. We know customer service is not going to be perfect. I mean, it's delivered by humans, and the air is human. But what we do expect is people to care, and so how you demonstrate that care separates the winners from the also ran.
Well, I get the feeling that people think. I'm trying to imagine a metaphor here. I get the feeling a lot of companies think that service is like putting two sheets of paper together and, you know, just, and so that transaction just involved the thickness of two sheets of paper.
Right.
When
right.
You and I both know that the way to do it is the customer brings a sheet of paper, lays it down, and you put a book down on top
of it.
And that's how much more you give to the transaction than they brought to the table.
And that's true in any relationship, isn't it?
It really is. But I mean, you get the feeling that some businesses act like, well, you know, I did my part. They bought a piece of paper. I brought a piece of paper or whatever. You know, they brought me a product. They brought me their money. I brought them a product. You know, we ought to be good.
That's right.
But that's right. That'll work as long as everything goes great.
Yeah. The tragedy there is, you know, they nickel and dime the transaction instead of thinking about the long-term relationship.
Yeah. You got to store up those treasures. You got to make those deposits.
Right.
So how do we do that?
Well, I think it starts by understanding customer expectations. You know, especially when things go wrong. One of the early questions to ask is, what can we do to make it up to you? Find out where your customer is. You know, one of my favorite stories about all of that, and most people know this, the one side of it. And if you remember when Domino's first came out. If the pizza was more than 30 minutes late, it was free.
Right.
And then they changed it to $3 off. A lot of people thought they were giving away too many free pizzas. But just the opposite. You know, they weren't giving away near enough. And
right.
So they asked customers, hey, when the pizza's more than 30 minutes, tell us what you think ought to happen. And a typical customer says a discount. You know, free pizza for being 5 minutes late is excessive.
That's right.
And they changed it from free to three, and people took them up on it because it was closer to their recovery
yes.
expectations. And they were getting feedback they never got. That kid delivered that pizza late, didn't come back and brag about how they took it anyway. But now he's coming back delivering a $20 pizza. He's only coming back with $17. I had to account for it.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, I think it starts with I need to understand where my customer is. I need to understand their expectations and manage my response to them from that perspective.
Well,
I think that's where we start.
That's a really important point. There's a term for that, but it's whatever is appropriate.
Right.
There's a term for that. The military uses it. Anyway, it's a way of meeting the issue with the appropriate amount of response.
Exactly. And so we need to know where they are, because sometimes, you know, we grab for we'll give you 10% off, or we'll give you
right.
a coupon, whatever, and maybe all the customer wants is an apology.
Well, see, this reminds me of when I was a pup working for Sears, working my way through college. The store manager, I had a problem one time, and I guess I didn't do a very good job at solving it. And he came to me and he said, Jim, he said, let me tell you something. He said, you see that gold leaf lettering over the door that says your satisfaction guaranteed or your money back? I said, yeah. He said, whatever the customer will take from you and to make them happy, you have the authority to give it to them short of everything.
Right.
He said, because when they get to me, if you don't fix it and they get to me, I'm going to give them everything.
Well, yeah, exactly.
So he said, whatever they'll be happy with,
right.
short of everything, we win and they win.
And they win. Absolutely.
And so it was the appropriate response, right?
Exactly. And that's where we start. And then we can make a decision about I want to do more than they expect, you know, that. But at least start where they are and know what they value.
But don't you think some companies won't empower their people to do that?
Oh, unfortunately, they're back to that whole short-term thinking instead of long-term relationships, and they worry that the front line's going to give away the store inappropriately. But we all know the front line's a lot wiser than that.
And so are customers. And most customers don't want – you know, all you had to do is say, well, sir, I'm sorry this happened. What would it look like if I made this right for you?
Yeah, exactly. And then you know where you can go. And
mm-hmm.
and I oftentimes people say, well, what if you can't give what the customer wants?
Just
well,
say
you
it.
At least start by valuing what they said. You
right.
know? I'd love to do that. What a clever idea. Here's what I can do.
Mm-hmm.
And then pair it to what
right.
you can do. But only after you've valued what they've asked for.
Chipster, I need your website, please.
ChipBell.com. It's one I can remember.
Check it out, folks. Chip Bell and I will be right back. More on loving up customers and making them come back, customers you can't run off, even when you messed up.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.